Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are awaiting Coach Raheem Morris. Mike and I were just talking amongst ourselves and asking about this Zach Robinson situation. It's not – I don't want to make it out to be something that it's not. It's there's no –
Well, you said situation.
I know.
Do you mean the Zach Robinson controversy?
And that's – see, when people hear me say that, they're like, oh, what's the situation? There is none.
Do you mean the Zach Robinson distraction?
Okay, there is no distraction.
But this is how it starts.
That's right.
But and Garrett Chapman, by the way, Fix It Felix, asked the question of the coach today.
I'm watching you.
We are. I need improvement. I don't want to sit on our laurels and just say, hey, we scored 34 points in our last game. Who cares? We got to come back out and play well. But Mike and I were talking about our buddy Gary Chapman, who works with us, and you guys, you know, hear him sometimes on the Steakhouse. He's filled in for our producers as well. He's a great, great kid. But he asked the question today about, you know, whether Zach was interested in this Oklahoma job, this Oklahoma State job. And now it's kind of been retweeted and talked about in the social media world. And our boy Garrett is not getting love about this. So that's a shame, number one. But number two, I said to Mike, it is a legitimate question. Only from the standpoint of he can ignore it, but we all know that everybody else around Oklahoma State is talking about it, right? And we're not telling he's the number one candidate. We don't even know if he's interested. But the fact that they're talking about it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be.
You're talking about the Zach Robinson controversy.
Yes, I'm talking about the situation with Zach Robinson.
The distraction.
But it, I don't know if it's anything. And so I just want to tell you guys, like, the reason why I'm saying this is because I was going to say this to Mike, and now we're on air. If we don't look
crisp
Monday
sharp,
night,
then people will start to make things I just said.
This is what it becomes.
Right.
When it could just be, we don't play well or whatever. And so that's why this is a thing, Mike. It's a thing. And that's why I said earlier, I know you're right. You don't want to box yourself in and say you won't take a job or you're not interested. No. I hear you. But I also think you have to have good faith that even if you are interested, that you've got to let your present employer know that you are committed to this job.
Right.
And I think that needs to be said. So, again, we don't know what the circumstances are with that, but we were just talking about it.
No, I just think if you're Zach, you know, you say, look, man, obviously I got ties to Oklahoma State. I'm focused on the matter at hand.
That's it.
I'm focused on the Falcons and beating the Bills on Monday night.
And that's, in essence, he did say that.
And that's all you do. But as I said, I mean, like, I can't speak for Zach. I mean, he is a legacy guy from Oklahoma State.
Yes,
he was a good quarterback there. One of Mike Gundy's better quarterbacks. So he looks the part. That's a guy that looks like a head coach, you know. That he's got the look, but now he's got to put the results on this first before you go take the gig, I would think. Or Oklahoma State doesn't care what he does with the Falcons. They just want him here after being with Sean McVay for a number of years as an offensive assistant, then quarterback coach. But it's not a thing. We're having to – that's tongue-in-cheek.
It is.
But
it is.
It's a question that, you know, got asked. And good money, good job, IG Money, for throwing it out there.
I'm going to ask Coach. I'm going to ask Coach when he walks in here.
Right. Well, we're going to run out of coaches because if Zach did leave midseason, then that's not happening.
It's not happening.
Then we're down to T.J. Yates, who's going to be the offensive coordinator. Because Zach Hilliard already got fired.
Coach, is it true your O.C. was seen in downtown Oklahoma City?
All right. No, we will talk to Coach about all the real things, seriously.
Coach, does Stillwater run deep?
nice pun. Hey, man, let me hear Baker Mayfield. This guy's in our division. We get a chance to play him one more time. I hope we beat the Bucs. Who knows what the health situation will be by the time we play them.
Right.
But he is a legitimate MVP candidate right now. And if you didn't see him last week, he had 4 incompletions on the road against Seattle. He was spectacular. That's the only way I can tell you that this game went back and forth, back and forth. It was probably the best game of the week last week. And obviously he leads them down the field for a game-winning field goal. He even got into it with a fan. That was out there on social media where Baker's like, I'll talk to you at halftime. You won't be saying crap.
And he did. Yep.
But what's changed about Baker Mayfield? And the reason why I bring this up, guys, is because this is one of those redemption stories, and it might be one of the best we've seen in a very long time. Look, the Sam Darnold thing feels good. He went to a couple of different teams, ended up getting another $100 million deal. Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick, and they gave up on him. And then he got traded. And then he went and played a game in San Francisco on a plane like one night. And then he shows
literally
up.
Literally watching the playbook.
Yes.
I mean,
and then
amazing.
Shows up in Tampa, and he's coming off the heels of Tom Brady. This is pretty damn interesting. Here's Baker Mayfield talking about him just being himself.
I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same, different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
You cannot listen to the media. You can't listen to the noise. We used to get these arguments when Baker was struggling in Cleveland, back with our old producer now here on the morning shift, Bo Morgan, Squidbilly, who mispronounces Worcestershire. But he was hard on, and again, Bo was right about this. You know, he's a competitor. He's a battler at Baker, but he's also went through multiple offensive coordinators. He went through like three. I mean, every year he's had a different OC. Even in Tampa, he's had a different offensive coordinator. So I give credit to Bo. Bo was right about that. He was right. Remember that we had that big argument about Baker. We're like, he's a bust. He's a clown. He's got a dirt different OC.
He did.
You know, and he's right. But Baker is still that guy. He's, you know, it's like if Johnny Manziel had ever grown up, maybe he would have been that guy. But he didn't.
Correct. That's right. That's a great example. And that's what's happened. Literally, Baker was so sensitive early in his career because he was listening to everybody. And so literally, you could be, and I mean you, the guy who cares nothing about Baker Mayfield, you could have sent something to him and said, you suck, dude. I saw your 2 picks last week. He would have hit you back because he was so involved with everybody criticizing him. And he
was even criticized for the car insurance commercials.
Because hadn't done anything. And you know, why is he getting all these commercials?
He's remember Progressive, he was living in the stadium. What's this guy done? So all of that, you know. But I told you, I got a chance to meet him in person down in Tampa after the loss. And he was friendly, taking pictures, signing autographs with everybody, had his kid with him. The mom was helping out with the baby. And he still was no ego, just as cool. I was like, wow, how about that, man?
Guys dig him.
You know, Baker was, I can see why they love the guy down in Tampa.
Yeah, guys, his teammates dig him. They and I'm not just talking about Tampa. Even in Cleveland, guys talked well about him. It was just how he handled situations. It's a lesson for a lot of quarterbacks, especially at that position. Now, speaking of quarterbacks.
Great game with the 49ers this week, by the way. 49ers going to Tampa.
Yeah, man. And look, if they win that game, like, then you got to – I mean, I've already said they've got – if they're healthy, the Bucs have a Super Bowl caliber team.
Right.
But if they beat the 49ers this week, Mike, now you're talking about another NFC win. Like, it's just – this is what we're talking about we should have been doing last year, stacking these wins and building, right, every week. No excuses for these guys. Guys, Mike Evans is not on the field. He didn't play last week. No excuses. And that's
no Mike Evans, no Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving with a foot and shoulder injury. I mean, these are 3 of your best playmakers. Yeah. So, as we said, it's backups. It's guys like Sterling Shepard. But obviously, Igbuka has been a rock star. We talked to Rick Stroud about how good he looked at camp, and he's emerging as the man.
He is. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. Let me hear Kevin Stefanski talk about the trade of Joe Flacco as we await Coach to join us here. Coming up, what's on Day-Day's mind. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll talk more about Georgia-Auburn and what Sturm's going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Here is Kevin Stefanski talking about the trade and then asked if Shador is quarterback number 2.
The Joe trade took us by surprise. That was not something that we saw coming. You know, they called us and it happened very fast and happened not too long ago. So still working through all roster type of things. I always have to be mindful of our players and our players' development. And I want to make sure that I'm always doing what's best for our players and, of course, our team. But, you know, with young players, I'm always thinking about last week making the change to Dylan. You have to think long and hard about that because these are young players that you're so invested in their development. So I'll let the week play out and make a decision later on that.
Tommy Rees, the Browns OC, praises Shedeur Sanders' growth. Again, for whatever reason, though, Stefanski won't specifically name him number two.
This is weird. It just is.
Right.
Is there some kind
of
grudge?
You never wanted him?
Like, right. This is not that hard. You just lost a 15-year veteran who you traded away, which made total sense. You drafted the kid. He's not starting for you, but you don't have the decency to say he's the backup? Like, why?
Yeah, the OC said for Shedeur, we're looking for constant improvement. You see the growth, familiarity. Level of preparation, all right. So I think he's gotten more used to that, gotten up to speed, doing a nice job in prep and understanding. Well, look, if Dylan Gabriel gets his block knocked off, sure, Sanders has got to be the guy going in.
He's
going
to be the guy.
And then, as I said to you all week, just settle this for once and for all. Let this guy get a season under his belt. It was one of the craziest storylines of the draft. And as we said, maybe Cam Ward and him, neither one of these guys is going to be anything special. So right now, I don't know what either one is, but Cam Ward does not really distinguish himself either.
By the way, you ran into somebody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Buddy today, didn't you?
I did.
All right. Stay there. We're going to tell you what happened up here at Flowery Branch today.
Well, it was off the record.
Doesn't matter. Nothing negative happened.
No, it was good. It was good. No, it's good.
It's good. Stay there. We'll tell you about that when we come back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.